Once more will an heir come to marry in the heights of Marisha, and to the justice of the people, to Adullam. The glory of Israel will come. That's Micah chapter 1, verse 15, today's daily scripture, little children, from the translation of 2003 by yours truly, from the book of Micah, chapter 1. And that was, as I said, verse 15. But we're going to go back to our article. It's a very exciting article. It's not yet obvious how exciting it's going to be, but it is truly exciting, this article. Oh, let's get this brightness oriented properly. Now let's find the article, wherever it is. Here it is. So yesterday, I think I lost count, but I'm counting this way. Paragraph 1, 2, starting with truth, and then 3 starts with the Hebrew word, ben. I lost count. 1, 2, 3. 4 starts with the year 1493 BCE, and it continues past the quote. It's 4. So 5 is this one about Fred Espenac, 5, and the Colossus of Rhodes. That's 5. 6 is IR 22, is the same day. 7 is note, April 29 is a Monday. And 8 is the slave ship diagram picture. Okay, that's paragraph 8. So we're going to go for trying to finish paragraph 8, maybe 9. We have that April 4th is a Thursday. We'll try to get 8 and 9 done, I think, today. Maybe we'll do it. Maybe we'll go beyond 8 and 9. 10 would be the Firebird. It's going to be tough to count these. It's going to be an exercise because we don't have paragraph numbers. Maybe I should add paragraph numbers, but that would be, I think, probably a lot of time to do that. But anyway, we saw that we're studying this time of the Exodus in our chronology. And we're not going to find other years that align without modifying the whole idea of how we arrived at the date 1493, right? We can't modify that idea because that was based on specific numbers of years given in the Bible that we used to determine the actual date, 1493. And there's a little bit more of a story to it as to how I originally got the year 1493. But let's not go into that right now because it just complicates everything. We've got enough complexity. The thing was, IR 22 in paragraph... Did it say this is paragraph 8? I think so. And 9? 10? No, 10 is the Firebird. So 8 is... So that's 6, the Colossus of Rhodes. Is that true? 6? Or is it 5? 1, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, the Colossus of Rhodes is paragraph 5. And 6 is IR 22, is the same day of the week as IR 15, because they're 7 days apart, and that's one of the Hebrew months, the second Hebrew months. In the springtime, it's the second one after Nisan, which is the first. And Nisan used to be called Abib. That was the old Hebrew name for it, as we saw in chapter 23 of Exodus yesterday, right? So you can search for the Abib, A-B-I-B, and you'll find it in the New World Translation. But now note that April 29, okay, so what are we, 5, 6, it's going to be hard, 7, right, April 29th is a Monday in 1493 BCE. I think I numbered these wrong because we never got done number 7, did we? Well, yes, maybe we did, yeah, maybe we did. But the problem is, it just worked out that the way I was calculating things, if the Jewish New Year, the Israeli or Hebrew New Year, began in March, which is slightly before the equinox of April 3rd, right? And the equinox, the vernal equinox was April 3rd because of the difference in the Julian compared to the Gregorian calendar. It's actually March 20th or so in the Gregorian, but it's somewhere around March 20th. The Gregorian's not perfect either, but it's somewhere around March 20th in the Gregorian for a long, long time, even right now. In our day, it's still around March 20th or so in the Gregorian calendar now. So, but if we go way back, it's going to eventually shift a little bit. But in the Julian calendar, it's April 3rd back in 1493, and it keeps shifting as we go further back in the Julian calendar relative to the Gregorian. Because, you know, the Julian has a leap year every 4 years, but the Gregorian doesn't have a leap year every 4 years exactly. It skips the centuries, and then it adds another one back in every 400 years and so on. So it's not quite the exact same year length. It's just, as we saw, it's a shorter year length because it doesn't have as many leap years as the Julian. But we have, in the historical notes, we calculated that April 29th in the year 1493 BCE is a Monday. Okay? And April 4th, okay, so because April 1st is also a Monday because it's 4 weeks earlier than April 29th, right? 28 days is 4 weeks. 4 times 7, 28. So April 1st is a Monday also. So therefore, April 4th, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, is a Thursday. April 4th is a Thursday in 1493, which is also called minus 1492 in the scientific way of writing. Okay. Note, though, that the 10 days removed from the calendar by a bull of Pope Gregory, that's what they called the declaration, a papal bull. By the Pope, it was called a papal bull. His declaration in 1582 stated that there would be 10 days removed from the calendar. And that was to align things the way they wanted it, whatever, to make up for the fact that the Julian had put too many days in. We said the Julian calendar was longer, right? Let's see. I'm trying to think, why would they want to? Well, for whatever reason, they wanted to realign the equinox. I'm trying to think why that would do it, though. Let's see. Yeah, the calendar wasn't winding quick. The Julian calendar, the year is longer because there are more leap years in the Julian calendar than there are in the Gregorian. So consequently, the calendar wasn't winding quickly enough through the years because it was a longer year. So to make it wind quicker, they jumped over 10 days and that would catch up with how many days should have been wound past the extra leap years that were counted that should not have been leap years. That made sure that the years went by into the next year 10 days quicker over all that time, so that would be the same as if they'd been using the Gregorian calendar all that time. So anyway, they adjusted it. And then from that point on, they were using the Gregorian calendar after that date of October 15th, as we saw in the LEAP calculator. On willofjehovah.com, you can go to that date, October 4th, 1582, and you go one day forward and you get to October 15th in that LEAP, which is the program I wrote. It runs right on the webpage in JavaScript. It's written on the willofjehovah.com homepage. It's called LEAP, and it's the Lunar Ephemeris Access Panel, LEAP. Now, the only days accounted as gone are those 10 days that were taken away by Pope Gregory, so we've accounted for that. The slightest change in any of the conditions described here as determining the year of the Exodus, right, like the conditions being, like what the phase of the moon was and all this stuff, all of it is bad if we change the conditions, right? So we hang on to the premise, as I read on here, that there need be only one true path for the timeline of history. That's where we left off yesterday. Only one true path. So this is 5, 6, 7. So we're in paragraph 7. So I did count right, I think. We only need one true path, right? So we're looking for that one, maybe, or maybe just one true path, and maybe it'll be the right one. But it has to line up, not just for this case of this particular year, not just for this particular Sabbath day, which was mentioned in Exodus chapter 16. And we'll have to look at that. Let's look at that. Let's just look at that, okay? Because if we don't look at it, we're really going to be in the dark here. They departed from Elim, Exodus 16 and 1. Okay. And look what happened. In verse 1, they came into the wilderness of Sin, S-I-N, on the 15th day of the second month. It's between Elim and Sinai. Right. Yeah. So how can you have them crossing the Sinai Peninsula? That doesn't make sense, right? And going all the way across the Sinai Peninsula when it took them a month to get to this point between Elim and Sinai. I mean, so the argument, the people who say that Mount Sinai is in Midian, how can they say that? That doesn't make a lot of sense. Not when we look at this. They were still between Elim and Sinai. Unless, okay. Yeah, they could have been, okay. In that case, Elim, between Elim and Sinai means they're somewhere in the middle of the Sinai Peninsula, is what that means in that case. It would be a totally different route that we've, but we don't care for the sake of this study. You know, we don't care where they were. This study is about when they were. So it's the 15th day of the second month, okay? That's when they started to murmur. Okay, so they came there on that day. So the next day would be the 16th. So that's where it starts on the 16th, okay? And that's why, that's all we need to know really for this, it gets more complicated. But it doesn't really add anything important. So, but it starts from the 15th, the next day was the 16th, and that's the first day of that week, right? That's the point. So Saturday is the 15th, then Sunday is the first day of that week, and the Sabbath is the next Saturday, the 22nd, right? 7 days after the 15th. That's how we got that. The second month is Iyar, so that's what it said, second month. The 15th day was when they came, but that 15th day was not a Sabbath, it was just a Saturday. The first Sabbath occurred 7 days later, and that was described in that chapter, same chapter. Okay, we're saved in that all of the other events, both before and after the Exodus, may either fit or not, depending upon the event in question. So yeah, so if we get the Exodus date right, then all the events before the Exodus will fit or not. They will fit if we get it right, though, right? And if all the events after the Exodus will fit, if we get it right. But if either of those doesn't fit, then we might have to question the date of the Exodus, right? So April 4th as a Thursday means that March 31st is a Sunday, right? Because why? Because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 4 days. Count back 4 days, you go 3, 2, 1, 31st. Sunday, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So Sunday, March 31st is right, isn't it? So the day of the week upon which March 21st falls is what? 10 days or a week and 3 days. Go back 1 week, we get Sunday, and then Saturday, Friday, Thursday. It's a Thursday again, right? 10 days or a week and 3 days before Sunday is a Thursday. So March 21st would be a Thursday by this reckoning. You could count it on your fingers or write it on paper or whatever you want to do if you need to. But that's what March 21st looks like, and you have to, you know, believe it or not. With it as Nisan first, okay, if March 21st is Nisan first, which we were considering initially, in other words, we had the year starting, that was like, you know, 2 days after the, what, 2 days after what? It was, let's go back. Let's look at Gauchi again. Five? Memphis, first visibility of the moon in Memphis, Egypt. We looked at 1493, which is minus 1492. You have to be familiar with how to do all this, but there it is. First visibility is the 20th. That's the evening of the 20th, right? That's right, and in March. And the 19th of March, 6 in the morning, Greenwich time, or 7, 6 or 7 in the morning, Greenwich time is about 9 or 10. Egyptian time, March 19th, was the conjunction of the moon. So first visibility on the 20th in the evening means the first day after that would be the daylight day. The next day is the first morning of the month, because that's an evening moon sighting on the 20th. So the 21st looks right for the beginning. So March 21st is the first of that month if it starts in March for the Israelites, but it's a Thursday. Okay. So if Thursday is Nisan first, because that's the beginning of the year and it's Nisan first, it's close to the equinox of April 3rd, right? But if we don't take that one, we have to go another approximately 13 days or so, or 14 days after April 3rd to get to the next possible beginning of the year. So Nisan first is March 21st, is this what we're doing now. We're going to go to another paragraph in a moment here. So Thursday, March 21st is Nisan 1. That's what we're saying. So Nisan 15 is 2 weeks later, so it must be a Thursday also. Simple, right? Two exact weeks, 14 days. So that's Nisan 15. So the date Nisan 15, why do we care about that? Well, because we were trying to get to Iyar 15, which is, you know, because Nisan, they said in the Jewish tradition, was 29 days long, which is 4 weeks and 1 day. Then, therefore, Iyar 15 should be a Friday, right? That's exactly 4 weeks and 1 day later if Nisan is 29 days instead of 30 days long. Okay? If it were 30 days long, it would be exactly 30 days between the 15th and the 15th. Otherwise, it's going to be not. But we can also work it out. Like, if it's 29 days long, we have 14 days to the 29th. And then another 15 days to the 15th of the next month. So it's 29 days altogether to get from the 15th of Nisan to the 15th of Iyar, the second month of the year. So this is just our calculation. But that means the 22nd of Iyar, which is 7 days after the 15th of Iyar, is also a Friday. Since there's 29 days from the 15th to the 15th, and 29 days is 1 day more than 4 weeks, it's not just a Thursday, it's a Friday, because it's 1 day beyond Thursday. So Friday is Iyar 15, but Friday is also Iyar 22, the next week. So we have Friday, Iyar 22, okay. But it must fall on a Saturday, according to the Bible, because that was the first Sabbath that they ever celebrated in the Bible, was Iyar 22, according to that chapter of Exodus, chapter 16. You can read the chapter, but I determined by reading that was the case. Somebody else, I read other ancient or less ancient things than this, but, you know, less ancient than the Bible, but other old books that were, you know, written by people who had tried to do this before, right? In the either 1800s or, there was a book that gave me this calculation, that showed me something like this calculation, or not the calculation, but the idea. It showed me the idea of what day of the month the Sabbath must have been in the Jewish calendar. That idea I'd seen before. Or the interpretation of Exodus chapter 16 I'd seen before. That's what I'm saying. By some other writer who lived prior to this day, prior to this century. But it was, you know, it's not important right now where I got it from, actually. But the interpretation is important of that chapter of Exodus. The way it's interpreted, it looks like it's wrong if we start in March, okay? Because March 21st gives us IR 22 on a Friday. That's what we determined there in that paragraph. And look at the picture of the slave ship. Look at what they used to do when they brought African slaves to America. They packed them in the hold of the ship. They had staterooms in two locations in the hold of the ship. It looks like the bottom of the ship there with the most people. Not sure which is the lowest level there, but they just jammed all the people in so they could all lie on the floor and sleep, and there was no room for anything else other than squeezing together, lying on the floor. Every square foot of that ship's hold was full of slaves lying on the floor at night or whenever they slept. So very, very inhumane, isn't it? Yeah, okay. But you can zoom in on it. But it's a little blurry. Okay, that's a horrible truth about the slave trade. And, of course, there was a law introduced in the U.S. Which enacted the requirement of the death penalty in 1820 of the Common Era for people who were found guilty of slave trading. That date, 1820, will be talked about in our chronology, too. It's a significant date. In the mirror date of 1820, which is 1820 BCE. But we're not going into that right now. Let's keep going here. Where did we go wrong? Where did we go wrong with regard to the Sabbath day not being a Saturday there? Well, you know, I mean, we could be wrong altogether, and maybe the year 1493 is not even the right year, but that's the problem, right? But maybe we can still find our error and correct it. When we took the date of the new moon in the year 1493 BCE as March 19th, which we just saw, right? Rita Gauci agreed with that date. I probably got it from Fred Espenac or somebody, you know, but what, at that time, because I didn't know about Rita Gauci at this time. I'm not sure if she was online then. But we added 2 days to March 19th before we calculated the remaining days to the equinox, which were 13 from the 21st, which March 21st, okay, was the, we added those 2 days to March 19th. Then from the 21st of March to the 31st of March are 10 more days, right? Which is 10 plus 3 to get to April 3rd is 13 days. That's where the equinox is in 1493, April 3rd. A borderline case, though, because we ended up adding 13 days, which means it's like Nisan 14, right, at the equinox. So if Nisan 14 is the equinox, it's a borderline case because maybe Nisan 14 is supposed to happen after the equinox. We don't know how the Jewish people did it. We don't know whether they would have taken that particular month as the beginning or the next month. So we try April 17th, which is the next new moon. Do we have that one? Let's see. Well, we can look at, we don't have to use our calculator. I think our calculator agrees closely enough with Ms. Rita Gauci, so we can look at the next month here in her table for 1493 BCE is April 19th. That's the first visibility. Right. New moon was April 18th. What did we just say it was? Oh, April 17th, yeah. But April 17th, in Greenwich Mean Time, of course, is, and then, but it's so close to midnight. There it is, 22:15, according to Fred Espenac in the NASA tables. He used to be on NASA's website. He's now got his own Tables website. But anyway, we've got 22:15 Greenwich Mean Time. You have to add 3 hours, so it actually is one day later. It's April 18th, early in the morning, right? So in Egypt, therefore, because it's 3 hours later than Greenwich, it's, you know, what is it longitude-wise? 30 degrees? It's more than 30 degrees, just a little bit more than 30 degrees, so it's at least 2 hours, but you can add an extra hour in the time zone sense to get to the third multiple of 15 degrees. Each time zone is 15 degrees. So because it's 31 degrees or whatever, longitude, or 32 degrees, whatever it is, it's beyond the 2 hours, it's 3 hours. If it were 2 hours, though, it would still be after midnight, right? It's 22:15, it would be 24:15, which is 00:15 hours. It's after midnight in Egypt. So it's April 17th or 18th in Egypt. It's really the 18th in Egypt, except we don't know exactly when their day began, you know, in Egypt, whether it began with the morning, or I think we believe it began at midnight, I think, in Egypt, but how do we know? Spring equinox is more accurately given as 1540 hours, 51.81 seconds, April 3rd. Now, that's something I got from someone else. I think I got that from the equation of time, and I used NASA's time conversion tool. This is back in the days before I had my own calculator, right? The LEAP calculator did not exist. But that time is 12 hours. It's less than 12 hours from midnight, right? By 3 hours and 40 minutes less. Okay? Now, lunar months are 29.530588 days. That's the average of a lunar month. The synodic lunar month, which is the one we see from Earth, the 28 days is the one you'd see from a distant point in the universe somewhere or something like that. It's according to the stars or something. What is it? I'm trying to think. It's the number. If the Earth and the Moon were isolated from everything else, 28 days would be the length of time of a lunar month. Okay, but because the Earth changes its position relative to the Sun during those 28 days, it never gets back in the same place until another 1.5 days or so, until 29.5 days roughly, when the Moon comes exactly back into the same position relative to the Earth and the Sun. That's 29.5, okay? It's called the synodic lunar month, I believe. But anyway, whatever it's called, that's the month we're concerned with. It's the one that it determines when the new moons are and everything. But it's more accurately, it's 29.530-5879. That's what the greater accuracy is. That's the highest accuracy that I'm aware of for that number. But we round it off to 588, because 7, 9, and 8 are pretty close, which makes a half month divided by 2, 14.76529. Okay, let's do that. Let's see. So 29.530-588 divided by 2. 14.76529. And we just drop the 4 off the end, because we didn't need it to be that accurate. Okay, so that's what we got, 14.76529. Okay, good. Which is 18 hours and... Well, let's do the 18 hours and 22 minutes. Let's now take that number, right? Minus 14. Let's see if this calculator does it the way I think it does it. Yeah, you just end up with the 0.76529. Which you then multiply by 24, right? 76529 times 24 hours. That's the fraction of a day. We get 4.366696 is the fraction we have left over after we take away the 18. And we multiply it times 60 hour, minutes per hour. We get 22 minutes more than 18 hours. That's how I got that number. It's 18 hours and 22 minutes more than 14 days. Right. That's a half month. There are less than 14 and a half days from April 3rd at 3:40 p.m. to the date April 17th, just before midnight. Less than 14 and a half days from April 3rd to the 17th. It's 14 days plus, 9 hours or something. 8 hours. See that? It's less than 14 and a half days. So this is a possibility. That means, so April 17th could be when the year began, because it's less than half a month after the equinox. That's what we just found out. So we need to try the new moon of April 17th to 18th as a date for the first new moon, and the date April 19th as Nisan 1 in the year 1493 BCE. So is it April 19th that Rita Gauci found? Yeah, April 19th was first visibility she found in the year 1493. So we're on the right track here, okay? So is it true that we may have Saturday as IR15 in this case? And that's what we're going to do in our next paragraph after this one. I don't think we have time to do that today. But, right, we did find out that April 19th is indeed a Friday, so it's going to turn out that the other one is indeed a Saturday, as it needs to be, right? That's what happens. So, and that only happens once every 7 years where we get an alignment like that. So it's relatively rare, right? Every 7 years, you can't just change your date by 7 years just because you want it to line up. We didn't have to change our date. It turned out just needed to choose the right month. And it lines up. So that's it for today's study. It's January 27th, 2025 of the Common Era. The time is 23:01 hours Canadian Eastern Time, and I'm Ward Green. Thank you so much for listening and watching once again. And this is Sissy, and this is Stara saying bye for now. We've gone up to 8, 9, 10, 10, 9, 8, 7. Well, that's 5, 6, 7, 8. Paragraph 8 and 9. That's it. We just got started paragraph 9, I believe, if I counted right. But we're right up to this, the reference to the historical notes, and April 4th is a Thursday. That's where we got to. So bye for now. That's it.